The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Let's play Name That Tune. Kelly's been working on it for pretty much her whole life. If her life started at 7 a.m.
Yep, exactly. I was rushed. So that's the theme today. Not really. This is a great list of songs. I think we're all going to be listening and jamming together. So yes, I've got 10 tunes for you to name and clues that go along with these tunes. I'm going to read the clue first.
I like
if
that.
You know the tune based on the clue, just buzz in with your name. If you don't know the tune based on the clue that I've given, I will play the tune for you in same rules. Your name is your buzzer. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Here's
are these
your...
all going to be like targeted towards your producer friends now that we know you got this side thing going on, or can we all play? You want Hot Wings and I to go out in the hallway?
I'm not going to lie. Last week's Name That Tune, if you missed it, was a millennial jam session, and the text machine was flooded with people who thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So yeah. I didn't do like tunes from 20 years ago like last week, but they're fitting the millennial theme for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Which is like one of the best genres for music, let's be honest.
One of the worst, but whatever.
I knew it. Okay, tune and clue number one. This song begins with the lead singer telling himself he has not lived up to his own expectations and that he is not as brave as he was at the start, which indicates that many times when people initiate a relationship, they attempt to show off their best qualities or versions of themselves early on, but eventually their true character shines through. Here is your tune number one.
Maitland.
Oh, Steve.
Maitland.
Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the bleep one, right?
Yes, it is.
Weep for yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man. You're not as brave as you were at the start.
Is this their best song?
I like Cave.
Rate yourself and rake yourself.
Cave,
take
really
all
good.
The courage you have left. And waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head.
But I will say, when this song came out, I was like,
but it was not your fault.
This should be like Lexapro's theme song. Like, it really should be. Because so much of that is how I feel about myself sometimes.
How true. How true.
All right, tune and clue number two. This band sued Home Depot regarding this song. They claimed the home improvement retailer used music that sounded a bit too much like part of this song in a commercial for the Ryobi Power Tools. Mm. Here is your tune, numero dos.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Black Keys, Lonely Boy.
That's right.
This without thinking, ooh, we're coming back
now,
from a break.
Back to the free beer and hot wings.
I can't listen to this without picturing the guy in the video dancing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How many people do you thought he was the Black Keys because it's a black guy dancing?
Oh, probably so many.
Yeah.
would have never seen live because I love them. And they sounded great live, but they were so mean to their fans, I walked out of the show.
Really?
What?
I met them through my old alternative radio station. My job sent me to their show, and it was incredible, right? Like, the show, the first time, incredible. And then I went on a festival tour, same thing, through the alternative station. And I talked them up to so many people. And they showed up an hour late on set and complained the entire time that setup wasn't right, and then walked off. They were supposed to play a 2.5 hour, 3-ish hour set.
Yeah.
And they were on stage for all of 40 minutes, and they were buttholes. It made me so sad.
Well, I remember they...
it made me so sad.
Who did they induct into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And they were kind of crapping on them. And I think it was Steve Miller Band, who was like... These guys were kind of jerks, and I remember being really surprised by that, but now I guess that makes sense.
It bummed me out because I love their music, and now that's the only thing I can think about when I hear them.
Yeah.
Anyway, tune and clue number 3. The lyrics, you sing the words, but you don't know what it means to be a joke and look another line without a hook. Those are saying that other bands may sing about being nerdy and bullied, but they don't actually know how that feels. The lyrics, I'm not okay, was a declaration from the lead singer. He said it was a declaration for kids who would become our fans that, you know what, everything's not okay, and it doesn't have to be. It became an anthem because of that.
Maitland. My Chemical Romance, not okay?
You're so close.
Steve. Things.
Steve.
My Chemical Romance, I'm not okay?
That's it.
Yeah.
Holly, this is your favorite genre.
Oh, nasal singing.
Yeah. Sing along, Holly.
I never realized how prominent it was until you said that the other day. Now it really is a category.
Yeah.
Trying to sound like Green Day, but we can't quite do it the right way.
Okay. There is a band coming up that I wish I could have used the clue for. I'll tell you afterwards, but it's coming up in the next couple songs.
Okay.
Because the way that they were introduced by Chris Rock was amazing, but it was too obvious. So we'll get there. That's tune number 5. But let's get to tune number 4 for you first. The lead singer of this band said, this song's just about being away from someone or missing them. And it really doesn't matter if you're here without them for a day or a month. It's kind of meant to be a happy song. And the reason being because it's talking about being here without you, but she's still with me in my dreams.
Oh.
Like the lyrics say, and tonight it's only you and me. So the song was really just about that dream and being in a state of peace because you've got that person there with you in your sleep.
You should just sing the song at
my
that
God,
point.
I
know the song. I just don't. I don't know who it is.
Here is your tune number 4.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I've saw your pretty face.
Here without you. Matchbox 20.
Free beer.
Maitland. You got the song, but not the right band.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Here without you, 3 Doors Down.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Underrated band.
So good.
Yeah.
Their song Loser.
A thousand laughs have made me colder.
Even Kryptonite, even though it's overplayed, I still love that song.
I still hate that song. Because it was so overplayed.
But all the miles that separate.
We met them a couple times. Really good dudes, too. Mean manager at one point. But they were good. Did that acoustic show with us and the Buzz in Nashville at, what is it, War Memorial?
Yeah. Forgot about that.
All right.
Yeah, that was
good. I have 2. Steve has 1. Maitland has 1. Hot Wings shut out so
far. Nothing, man.
Oh, man.
All right, tune number 5. I'll have a clue for you before, and then the funny clue I wish I could have done for you after. The lead singer from this band said this is a song about not living the way that you're supposed to live. Like, here in America, everybody kind of looks at being successful. You go to college, get a job, have a house, two cars, a wife, all that good stuff. That's the American dream or whatever, he said. It's like, I could never go to college. I'm kind of proud of being looked down on that because we've made something happen without having to do the American dream. You didn't have those American dream opportunities growing up. And like the song says, I don't ever want to be you, and I don't want to be just like you.
Maitland.
Mm. Maitland.
Oh. Good oh, Charlotte man. Anthem?
I'm going to give it to you. It's called The Anthem, but yes, I'm going to give it to you.
No, Steve.
No.
Right
here.
Steve.
Good Charlotte, The Anthem.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve has two, Maitland has one.
What I'm told.
Yeah. Suck it.
So Chris Rock introduced them. Right before they're supposed to go sing at, like, some award show or whatever, like the Grammys, like a big one.
Yeah.
And he goes, good Charlotte, more like mediocre Green Day.
And
I mean, it was
and
good.
Yeah, so yeah. Right. I mean, they are doing a Billy Joe Armstrong impression. Somebody should have slapped him.
I don't ever want to be you. Don't want to be just like you. This is the anthem, throw all your hands up.
You don't wanna be you.
I really
not, yeah. not Hermione.
Yeah. I love the premise of that song though.
I know.
Like that whole American dream of you gotta go to
Yeah.
We and got also, fed that married, for a long time.
One of those dudes is married to Cameron Diaz. He's doing pretty good.
Too bad he told her she has to be a stay at home wife now.
I think the other one's married to like Nicole Richie.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Did all right.
Something's right about them.
I guess so.
They must be packing heat or something. All right, tune and clue.
You don't think it's the rock band thing? Yeah. You think it's a gun? Or a large crank?
That's what I was thinking. All right, tune and clue number six. This song is about a mean girl who rules her school and terrorizes her classmates. This girl fits the description of a prep who is skinny with a body like an hourglass and is very popular.
Maitland. Paramore, Misery Business.
Dang. Good job saying it right so Steve couldn't steal it this time. So the list is songs Kelly and Maitland like.
Yeah.
That's what we're experiencing.
Yeah.
I think Steve knows this one.
This was part of our Name That Tune in Nashville, wasn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Oh, is this one they sang?
Oh, yeah. And I cut the song off right here where she's about to wail.
Yeah.
Was this the one that Steve said, no one's going to
know
this?
Yeah, I was like, nobody's going to know this.
I would have said the same thing.
Kelly said, everyone's going to know you, bitch.
Text from Flint. This segment is making me old.
She doesn't sing the one part of the song anymore where it says, like, once a whore, you're nothing more. I'm sorry, that'll never change.
She does.
Like, she just refuses?
Or
just...
I think they stopped for a while because people were like, that's so not feminist of you.
Oh. You're slut shaming.
Yes, yeah. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she finally was like, reclaimed it and was like,
oh. I mean, if you're a whore, you're a whore.
And you're nothing more.
Yeah. And that'll never change.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.